You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A decision on the Line 5 pipeline relocation project could soon be reached following the conclusion of a contested permit hearing on Friday. This project would see a 41-mile reroute of the pipeline to go around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation rather than through it. Enbridge Energy was forced to shut down that part of the pipeline and pay over $5 million for trespass as a result of a 2019 lawsuit. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band are challenging the waterway and wetland permit issued for the project by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last year, arguing the agency lacked the necessary information on specific rivers and streams that could be affected. They've also expressed concerns that construction on the relocation project could negatively affect area waterways. Last week, the DNR argued that the Line 5 pipeline relocation project is the most studied in the agency's history. Officials say they applied stringent permitting standards in line with state law. A previous environmental impact statement also found the possibility of an oil spill or pipe failure to be extremely remote. The groups challenging the permit also argued that Enbridge Energy has a track record of spills, including another section of the Line 5 pipeline and the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota. After weeks of sessions in both Ashland and Madison, an administrative law judge may now decide the future of the relocation project. Both sides will have the opportunity to appeal the decision after it is issued. Monday, October 13th, from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., there's a Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED course at North Central Technical College in Phillips. This training includes adult, child, and infant, and successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required, which can be purchased at NTC's campus store. The cost of this course is $61 plus a textbook. You can learn more and register at ntc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Monday, October 13th from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at 1408 Pine Ridge Road in Phillips. Gas prices are going down in Wisconsin, but up in other parts of the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
The Price County Highway Department would like to inform you that today, October 7th, they will begin shouldering on County Highway C, beginning at County Highway YY and ending 7 miles north at State Highway 86 in the towns of Hill and Spirit. County Highway C will be closed to through traffic from 6:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. through to October 9th. There will be no sign detour. Once again, today, County Highway C will be closed to through traffic from 6:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. through October 9th, and there will be no sign detour. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and patience in this time of construction. Thursday, October 16th, from 1:45 p.m. to 2:45 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning pumpkin decorating over at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips. This is hosted by the Phillips Public Library, and registration is required. You can call the library at 715-339-2868 or stop at the front desk to get signed up. Supplies and a light snack will be provided. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 16th from 1:45 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. This month, the State Department of Transportation urges parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of five series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment, numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. Right now, it's 34.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.